You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Ross Brierley, Andy Gibson and Chris Pimlott in the studio. We've got Catterick, Lingfield and Clonmel in the afternoon. It's Kempton Park in the evening, and you can see live coverage all for free of Lingfield on Betting TV as well, williamhill.com and on the William Hill app. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by John O'Connell to look ahead to the best of the action. How are you, John?
Very well, thanks, Mark. Yeah.
It's getting to that really good time of year, isn't it? We're only, well, we're less than a week away from the Cheltenham Festival now. And at this time next week, we'll be bang underway with Wednesday's action. We're going to have a look at the feature race on the Wednesday in just a moment or two. We're going to have a look at the Queen Mother Champion Chase. And John's also got a fancy at a big price in the Coral Cup. But before we do, a bit of breaking news over the last couple of days. And that is the Cheltenham target of Honeysuckle. And it has been confirmed now that she will go to the Mare's Hurdle. Which is big news as far as that race is concerned, because it was always looking like it could be between her and Benny Dedieu, depending on which targets they took up. We know she goes there. She's 15-8. Is she the solid option in the race now, John?
Well, it'll be interesting to see now what happens with Benny Dedieu, because in fairness, the owners of Honeysuckle have long said this was the main target. They've had the option of the champion hurdle that came into being after she won the Irish champion 6 weeks ago or so at Leopardstown. That confirmed she's fine going left-handed as well.
Yeah.
And a two-mile trip. So must have caused them, I don't want to say some sleepless nights, but some pleasantly sleepless nights anyway.
It's one of those problems you'd love to have.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. You can't complain about those sort of troubles, can you? But she's 7 out of 7 in all races. And it'd be interesting to see now with Benny Dedieu, if they go for that one, they might think that the champion hurdle is as easy an option almost, if that makes sense. If that sounds odd as it may sound,
yeah,
they may think that I now hope that now that Honeysuckle is going for the mares, now I now hope that Benny Dedieu goes that way, so at least we can get a proper matchup for that race.
Yeah, it would be a great matchup, wouldn't it? It would make the mares one of the big races on day one, wouldn't it? Arguably more so than the champion hurdle in one respect.
It would in a way, because I'm not the biggest fan, I think, it's well known for mares races. I think they've certainly got their place, but in the past you've had the likes of Kay Vega has had opportunities to win this race, and in the old days
the
opportunity wouldn't have been there for it. It would have had to go for the champion hurdle or the stayers hurdle.
Yeah.
Because this race is now there, you get the opportunity for these races, for these horses to go for this race, and they can avoid, if you like, the champion and the stayers hurdle, and this time hopefully we'll get a proper matchup and a real head-to-head.
At the time recording, Benny Dedieu 4-6, 15-8, Honeysuckle, Roxana 8-1, who won the race last year, of course, Stormy Island 8-1, 16s for Elfiel, and it's bigger prices for the rest. Got that to look forward to on the Tuesday. On the Wednesday, the feature race is the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Looks like a tremendous renewal as well. The big three in the market, all very special horses. Altior 2-1 favourite at the moment. Defi de Soy is 9-4, 5-2 Chacun Pour Soir. Plutar is 12s, 14s for Min, 16-1 Chileos Emery, and 20s or bigger for the others. Obviously, we're not sure what else lines up in the race, but if Altior, Defi, and Chacun Pour Soir turn up together, what a trio we've got taking each other on there.
Yeah, hopefully everything will stay sound. Fingers crossed between now and next week, and the three of them coming in off. Recent latest wins, which is not surprisingly, but they're the three best 2 milers around. It's pretty much an even split between people about which one they feel is the pick of them. I haven't got that strong an opinion. I'm siding with Defi de Soy, but I'm not hugely strong on it as an opinion. I just want to see. It'll be one of the it's the one race at the meeting I think many people are just looking forward to seeing, and hopefully the three of them perform, and that would be a real sight if next Wednesday the three of them come up the straight and come to the last all with a chance.
Oh, it would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Because the pace they go in a champion chase, if they all attack the last together, yeah, it'd be one of the greatest sights we'll have seen. I don't know if it's blind loyalty or my eyes lighting up at the 2-1 given his price in recent years, but Altior, if he is still Altior, that's got to be a great angle for the race, hasn't it?
You can see why. I mean, he seems to time his flat spot all right, doesn't he?
Yeah. And, like, laughs at them for a couple of strides, yeah, doesn't he? And then goes.
He lulls the opposition into a false sense of security, and then he beats them on the running. He was not for the first time in his career. He was never stronger than at the line when he won at Newbury last month, and that was the case as well in this race last year.
Yeah.
So we know how he's going to get on anyway. Nico de Bonneville obviously knows the horse so well. Defi de Toy is going to have to take another step forward, no doubt. Chacun pour soi, I thought he was probably workmanlike when he won in the Dublin Festival last month.
Yeah. Didn't quite go on as you wanted him to, really, in the closing stages.
Yeah. I suppose what we saw of his when he won the Novice Chase last spring, I'm waiting to see that performance again in open company, but there's still plenty of time to come for the horse anyway, and he's got time on his side. So, yeah, I just want to see the three of them come up the hill together.
Yeah.
So I'm slightly in the camp of Defi de Soy, but this is just a race I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah, what a race that will be. In terms of bets and good price bets as well, you've got a fancy in the Coral Cup, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had a bet in the Coral Cup. I've had a few little anti-post bets for next week already, but my main punting will be done when I get the final list of runners, because so many of the handicaps, for example, will look different.
Yeah.
The one I've had a bet in the handicap is the Coral Cup. I've gone for a cracking champagne well, rather, of Fergal O'Brien's, who has got loads of course form, albeit in novice company here, smallish field novice company at Cheltenham at the autumn meeting. But I've long held the opinion that Champagne Well wants a strongly run big field race. In an ideal world, I'd rather the race be on the new course the following day, but he can't have everything. But I just think that he often comes to win his race and something is too strong for the finish. I just think he could be smuggled into this race in a big field, and yeah, he's obviously taking a bit of a chance at 25-1, but he's one that has caught my eye in the handicaps at the moment.
They'll be worse 25-1 shots given his Cheltenham form. His form ties in with Time Hill, which always looks very good. He's won over his course and distance. It's ticks in boxes, isn't it, that a lot of the runners in the Coral Cup won't have.
That's right. The yard's going well.
Yeah.
Paddy Brennan's been having a cracking season. I think Paddy Brennan is a really top jockey at Cheltenham, especially as well on the new course that's used on the Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
That's probably one to keep in mind then. If the ground is very, very soft, he will have taken the trouble to walk the course in the morning and will know where the favourable ground is. But hopefully Champagne Well will give us a bit of a run for our money in the big handicap next Wednesday.
25-1 at the moment. It's wide open betting there, though. 9-1 the field. Birchdale currently the joint favourite with Protectorat at the moment. More on that as we get closer to the race, of course. But we better turn our attention to the action a little bit closer to hand. We've got Wednesday's racing to get stuck into, and John has picked out two races for us, two competitive-looking races on the all-weather, the first of which is the 4:30 at Lingfield. Just a reminder, you can see the card in full and free on Betting TV at Lingfield on Wednesday. And this 4:30 is a Class 3 handicap. It's for runners rated 0-95, three-year-olds only, in fact, rated 0-95, six furlongs in front of them. At the time of recording this, Will to Win is the 5-2 favourite, 11-4 for Corvair. Lion Tower is 7-2, 6-1 for Hamish Macbeth. Desert Safari 8-1, 10-1 Triple Spear, and Hercule is 16-1. Will to Win at the top of the market could hardly arrive in better form. Four wins in a row coming into this, John.
Yeah, first thing to say about this, for a race with, what, £7,000 to the winner, this is such a strong contest. Of the seven runners, four of them have won last time up. And the big two in the market are both trained by Simon Crisford, and they've both been in really good form. I will deal with Will to Win first, who has won four of the last five, has been one of the success stories of the winter. Keeps going up in the weights, obviously, for those victories, but he's done it on all different surfaces as well. Done it on Tapita, 5%, Equitac as well. So he's just a horse he's a genuine sprinter. Six furlongs is his trip. He's tactically versatile as well. He can lead. He'll probably drop in, though, tomorrow from stall six tomorrow to wider draws in a seven-runner race. But I prefer him to the stable companion Corvair. I don't know if Jack Mitchell, who rides so many from the trainer during the winter. I don't know if he'd have had the choice of the two. Sylvester D'Souza rides the other one.
Yeah.
Jack Mitchell has ridden both of them during the winter because he's been here and Sylvester hasn't. So I don't know if he's a chosen Will to Win. But either way, I hope he's on the right one because I've gone for Will to Win. But it's a really strong contest. Lion Tower is also coming in there chasing a hat-trick from Mark Johnson's yard. My worry about Lion Tower is going to do it now away from Southall. Both the wins have been on the Southall surface. It's now got to prove itself away from there, which is a little bit of a concern, given that Will to Win knows how to cope round Lingfield Park.
Would it be similar comments about Triple Spear, given that his win was so the last time as well? He's 10-1 chance as well. He needs to probably step up on what he's done.
Yeah, he's had loads of runs. He's had a couple of wins. He's clearly much improved at the moment. That was a much improved effort last time at Southall. I don't know if he had, I'll say, the run of the race. He might have been racing on the best part of the ground that day. But he's had 8 runs and plenty more runs than the likes of Will to Win or Corvair. So although he's improving, you'd have thought he'd have to take another step forward to beat Will to Win, who's very well named, and he's just been showing an awful lot of ability and a fair bit of class so far this winter. The handicapper hasn't got the better of him yet. I'm hoping he's got one more win in him.
Will to Win 5-2 at the time recording. The selection for John O'Connell in the 4:30 at Lingfield. Then we go to Kempton next for the 5:15. A mile and a quarter in front of them for a Class 2 handicap. £25,000 race. This Lucky's Dream is 13-8 favourite at the time recording. 5-2 for Felix. Home Before Dusk is 11-4. 11-2 Star of Bengal. White Mocha is 14-1. And Mythical Madness is given no chance in the market at 50-1. What do you make of it, John? Who do you like in there?
A cracking contest. I'm with the top one, Star of Bengal. You say 11-2 at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of value in that price. Favourite Lucky's Dream is on a roll at the moment, chasing a 4-timer for Ian Williams. He's a horse who can still be a little bit keen. If he actually really settles in his races, he's going to get even better because he's just such an improved animal. This is a big step up in class, though, for this horse. He may well be able to cope with it, but he's taken on some banging 4 miles as well. The likes of Home Before Dusk, who has been a revelation on the all weather. He's 0-12 on turf, but he's 6-16 on the all weather. And he's shown as well he can cope with different scenarios, whether it be Newcastle a mile and a quarter or Kempton a mile. He likes a bit of a pace to aim at, but he's in cracking form at Home Before Dusk. You mentioned Felix, that is a possibility there as well, with Ryan Moore in the saddle. And it shows, I suppose, we're getting close to the start of the turf season with Ryan Moore and Frankie Dettori both at Kempton tomorrow night. They're both principally there for a race later in the evening. But this is a valuable £25,000 handicap. And we'll talk about Star of Bengal with Frankie Dettori. It's just interesting that John Gosden keeps his 5-year-old entire in training because he's relatively lightly raced. He's now a five-year-old, but he's had just 7 career runs. Didn't see the track till he was a 3-year-old, but he comes here off a break. I'm not too worried about that. He's had 2 wins before off. Both his wins have been gained after fairly long breaks in the past, so I'm not too worried about the layoff. He was last seen 6 months ago at Chelmsford. He ran a shocker that day. I'm almost glad it was too bad to be true. If he'd have come 4th or 5th that day, I'd have been disappointed, but the fact he was last of 9 tells me that it wasn't his running at all. So I'm glad to put a line through that. Before that, he was sent off 13-2 for the Wolverstone Stakes at Royal Ascot, which was the hottest listed race you'll ever see, the race won by Adib. And to say the fact that the connections continue to persevere with the horse at the age of 5, even though he's unlikely to be running in group races this year, I think they seem to suggest that they think the horse has still got something in him anyway. And he may go from the front and get the run of the race, and if the other jockeys allow him, Frankie Dettori is pretty dangerous, to put it mildly, doing that. But it's a really good race. Would be nice to get a few more runners in there, but at least we've got a good bit of quality for that £25,000 race, and I hope it goes to the top one, Star of Bengal.
Yeah, we saw Frankie from the front with a masterclass at the weekend, didn't we? Last weekend.
Yeah, at Lingfield. He's such a class act, he is, and hopefully he'll have a willing enough partner. So yeah, both tomorrow's races, I've gone for the top weights to get the job done, and hopefully it'll give us a bit of a win double.
That race you mentioned a bit later on the card as well, the 7:15, by the way, that is a road to the Kentucky Derby condition stakes. We've got Berlin Tango, the favourite, at 11-10, but Aidan O'Brien sends over New World Tapestry, we saw running in the Vertem Futurity back end of last season. We've got Chares in there, Air Harbour as well, and Naval Commander, the big price outsider. But yeah, it's a good race to look forward to later on the card as well. Interesting to see how the Aidan O'Brien runner matches up to the likely favourites, Berlin Tango. Of your selections, John, which will be the stronger opinion?
Probably Will to Win at Lingfield.
Yeah, that is in the 4:30, 5-2, chasing the 5-timer. Thank you very much, John. Been a pleasure as always.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Best of luck. You're back in before Cheltenham, won't be, will you?
No, that's it now till a few weeks' time.
Are you getting yourself down to Cheltenham at any point? Or?
I think I've got the best seat in house on telly at home. Feet up.
Nice. Thank you, John. Best of luck with your bets at Cheltenham as well, and those races coming up. You can listen to the racing live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. on Wednesday. Ross Briley, Andy Gibson and Chris Pimlott, the team in the studio. We've got Catterick, Lingfield and Clonmel in the afternoon, and Kempton Park throughout the evening as well. And just a reminder, coverage of Lingfield live and free on Betting TV. Check that out, williamhill.com and on the William Hill app.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.